The first step was figuring out what prairie dogs like to eat.
Peanut butter flavored. They found in the lab that prairie dogs loved peanut butter.
That's Jennifer Cordova, a wildlife biologist with the Arizona Game and Fish Department. She's running trials of the first edible vaccine for Sylvatic plague, the animal version of the Black Death.
It's really detrimental to prairie dogs. You can have up to 100% mortality if plague goes through a site.
That's bad for all the animals that dine on prairie dogs, and for humans, who can get the plague from fleas. That's why Cordova and a couple dozen volunteers scattered the experimental kibbles on the grasslands northwest of Williams. They're studying two different prairie dog colonies.
It's a blind study. One site has a placebo, and one site actually has the vaccine, and we don't know which is which.
Oh, shit, shit.
The volunteers pull on rubber gloves to handle prairie dogs.
The measurement of animal 41's right hind foot is 49.02.
They pluck whiskers, draw blood, and comb the fur to roust out any fleas. Nicholas Riso is one of the volunteers.
We're capturing these prairie dogs and testing them for fleas. We've been picking fleas off of these guys all day. Getting their blood strips, getting as much information as we can.
That information goes to Tony Roki at the U.S. Geological Survey's Wildlife Health Center in Madison, Wisconsin. Roki spent 15 years inventing the edible vaccine. She says it's dyed bright pink.
So it luminesces. You see it within a day of an animal ingesting something that has this dye in it. It glows where it occurs.
Glowing whiskers tell Roki if the animal's eaten the bait. She also checks the fleas and blood samples for signs of the plague.
We're learning a lot about plague ecology, which is another big benefit of this kind of a study. We're definitely learning a lot more about how it's transmitted and how animals behave in the face of an outbreak.
Arizona's an important test site because plague is common here. Wildlife biologist Holly Hicks says a few years ago, the disease swept through the grasslands where they're running the experiment. One of the prairie dog colonies was left untouched.
We figure that's a really good sign that this vaccine is working.
The edible vaccine can be quickly scattered by field researchers or even by drones. Hicks says that's a big step toward keeping this non-native disease in check.
Once the prairie dogs die, the fleas are just looking for the next host. And I've always considered the prairie dog like the canary in the coal mine. If you see a prairie dog one week and the next week there's nothing there, you know that you've got a problem on the landscape.
This is the fourth and final year of the field trials. Next, the researchers want to find out if the vaccine will work on related animals that carry the plague, such as wood rats and rock squirrels.
Okay, let's put them back in the trap.
I'm Melissa Sivigny in Flagstaff.